Governor, if I could just ask you a quick question here. We have a couple stories taking place. One is certainly that Kentucky's been honored with by the Department of Energy as a place we ought to produce some new biofuels.
Yes, we're very excited about the new refinery that's going to be going up now in Washington County, being built by Altec's subsidiary. We put together an incentive package at the state level of about $8 million to assist the company in doing that. And now with this up to $30 million that the federal government has stepped up and provided, I think things are going to take off, and it's going to be a great thing for the Commonwealth.
So having the cellulosics side of this being developed certainly will help with a lot of the concerns we've had in terms of how we're developing ethanol, for example.
Well, we want to be a leader in development of alternative fuels, and ethanol is one of those fuels that we want to move very aggressively into. And the cellulosic approach, obviously long-term, I think, is where we're heading on that. And that will not only help us to develop the fuel, but it will also relieve some of the pressure on the feedstock that farmers need for their cattle and other animals at the same time with the corn situation that we have now in ethanol. So I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody.
Thank you very much, Governor, for being out here at the Altec Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.